farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
In today's program, we tell you more about the annual close season for Kong as well as an important update. I'm Anjuri James Sawyers. Good morning and thank you for waking up with us. Stay tuned to find out more.
Which government organization offers you exceptional customer service? A tax office, police station, hospital, post office, health center or NIS office? Vote for your favorite public sector organization in the Public Sector Customer Service Competition. Call toll-free 1-888-991-2752. Visit cabinet.gov.jm and follow the instructions. Or drop your entry form at government agencies island-wide. Votes close April 30, 2015. Let your voice be heard.
The annual close season for Kong remains in effect. It was originally scheduled to be in effect from September 1, 2014 to February 28, 2015. However, the season has been extended to March 31, 2015. During this period, the fishing, selling, processing, or importation of Queen Kong is strictly prohibited by law. Persons found in breach of the law will be penalized.
Well, under the current Fishing Industry Act, their fishing gear can be confiscated, their license can be suspended or cancelled. More than likely, it will be cancelled. There's another small fine, yes, it's only $500 under the current Act, but certainly with the seizure of their fishing equipment, their boats and so forth, as well as the product and the cancelling and suspension of the licenses, far more than $500. And of course, we can refuse to renew licenses of people that are caught in contravention of the boat season.
Director of the Fisheries Division in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, Andre Kong. Under the Fishing Industry Conservation of Kong Regulations 2000, every person, including those in charge of commercial cold storage facilities, hotels, and eating establishments, must declare to the licensing authority the level of processing and the quantity of Kong meat in their possession. Here's the reason for the closed season.
One of the major reasons to put in place closed seasons is to draw national attention to stop any type of illegal activity that is occurring right now. These animals are in need of significant protection and there is need for us to put mechanisms in place to ensure their sustainable use, if at all, or their conservation.
Mr. Kong explains why it is necessary to implement a closed season.
In some instances, like for the conch, we use close seasons to give the animal time to breed, to spawn and produce young ones, and to give the animal a break, so to speak, from harvesting pressure from people fishing them.
Director of the Fisheries Division in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, Andre Kong. Note that after March 31, fishing for conch is prohibited by law unless the fisher is in possession of a specific license to fish or cause conch to be fished. For more information or for any clarifications, contact the Fisheries Division at 923-881123 or email fisheries@moa.gov.jm. And now for our proverb of the day.
Mosquito go a village for syrup, but him not always get where him go for.
And this means, sometimes you won't get what you want and you'll have to settle for less. Settling is not always bad.
JIS has gone mobile. Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app. Available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
That's it for today's edition of Calling Farmers. Join us again next time. Until then, you can keep up with us by visiting our website at jis.gov.jm, checking out our Facebook page, or downloading the JIS app from the Google Play Store. With studio engineer Casita Irving, I'm Anjuri James Sawyers wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.